USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Meetings, meetings, and more meetings about a big meeting. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, now in North Korea, where he's been meeting with dictator Kim Jong-un. And the Russian ministry says the two are discussing the current developments on the Korean Peninsula, as at the same time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. since the year 2000 had dinner in New York City last night and are scheduled to sit down again today to talk about plans to resurrect a summit in Singapore between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Yesterday, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said,
"We are preparing and expect that to take place on June 12th, and we'll be ready if it does on June 12th, and if it's not, then we'll be ready if it takes place on July 12th.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Still more evacuations on Hawaii's Big Island as fast-moving lava is heading into yet another part of it. And Hawaii County Civil Defense spokesman Talmadge Magno says,
"And what we've seen the last 3 days with this activity is it can get going real fast, high volume, that, you know, requires us to respond so quick."
Meanwhile, tomorrow, June 1st, is the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, visiting the National Hurricane Center in Miami yesterday, said everyone's responsible for adequate preparedness.
"I really urge every American to make an emergency plan that fits your family and your community. What are the particular risks that you might face?"
She says that includes having water, food, evacuation plans, and a plan for your pet's care should a big storm strike. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Right to Try Act, as it's called, is now the law of the land as President Trump signed that measure yesterday. It aims to give hope to dying patients. At a White House ceremony, President Trump said the bill does allow terminally ill patients to seek experimental and potentially life-saving treatments that have not been fully cleared by the FDA. Right to try laws do already exist in over 36 states. Critics of those laws say they weaken the FDA and could lead to the abuse of risky medications that have not been fully tested. Walmart is now going to help its workers pay for college. The nation's largest private employer announcing that it's going to start subsidizing tuition costs at least 3 schools. To start, it would be the University of Florida, Brandman University in California, and Bellevue University in Nebraska. The retail giant hoping the program will help it retain some of its workers, and it estimates as many as 68,000 of its workers could be eligible. And the Stanley Cup Finals, all even at a game apiece. Alex Ovechkin scoring the go-ahead goal in the second period, and the Washington Caps did hold on to edge the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 in Las Vegas last night. The finals now shift to D.C. for Game 3 Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.